Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities, or TREO, was created in 2005 to help promote the region, recruiting new businesses and boosting economic development. At one time, it was 100% publicly funded with money from local governments, such as the City of Tucson, Pima County, and smaller cities and towns. But Joe Snell, the TREO president, says eliminating about $800,000 in public funding, about 40% of TREO's budget, is a strategic move
that ultimately keeps the current municipal partners at the table, adds some new voices, and that shouldn't be overlooked. This has the ability to be much more inclusive while creating an opportunity to be much more competitive than maybe anybody else in the state.
Snell says the organization obviously cannot compel the local governments to use the money they used to give to TREO on economic development incentives instead. He says often government incentives, such as tax waivers, can make a difference in where a company chooses to move. Snell says the decision has nothing to do with community perception of the organization's spending, and he says it doesn't reduce the local government's roles in the organization, because they will still be on the 50-member governing board. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.